Paul Comore, professor of environmental studies at the University of Colorado and author of the Pew Report, says there's theoretically enough sun and wind to meet all the U.S. energy needs. The good news, he says, is that the country is already tapping these unlimited resources.
This isn't a question where we need huge amounts of new research for a brand new technology which doesn't even exist yet. That's not the case here. These things exist. They're reliable. You can buy them from different vendors.
Most of the electricity the United States produces comes from fossil fuels, such as coal or natural gas, which are abundant and still relatively cheap. A major barrier to adding wind or solar is cost, although wind has become more competitive with natural gas. Comore says solar is a different story.
Current technologies, with what you can buy today, it's quite expensive to make electricity directly from the sun. These technologies work quite well, but the costs are quite high.
According to the Pew Center report, if wind is to supply 20% of the U.S. energy needs, it will require investments in transmission line construction of $3 to $4 billion per year, or a 40 to 50% increase over current expenditures to deliver electricity from remote wind turbines to urban users. Ann says, Comore, there's the additional challenge of where to put those transmission lines.
You need to march that transmission line right over the land, and all the landowners and the cities and the towns and the counties and the states along the way generally have to agree, and historically that hasn't happened. It's a land use challenge. It's a siting challenge to getting all the landowners and those with jurisdiction over the land to agree to accept that line on their land. Many people don't want this.
Another issue is variability. Wind and solar power are both subject to natural conditions.
That's harder to integrate. It's a little bit more difficult to run your electricity system, but you can do it. Some people have seen variability or these resources as making this electricity system unstable, like the lights are going to go out when the wind doesn't blow. Well, that's not going to happen. We do have to pay for this, but the costs are not that high.
Climate change legislation now before the U.S. Congress would establish a federal renewable electricity standard. It would require utilities in every state to get 15 to 20% of their electric power from renewables by 2020. It also puts in place a system of trading credits that would allow states to buy renewably generated power to meet that requirement. Part of that standard could also be met with more efficient use of electricity. 30 states have already adopted similar measures.
So generally those numbers increase over time. For example, in Colorado, depending on where you are, 20% of the electricity has to come from renewables by 2020, and it kind of ramps up over time. Every state has its own numbers, its own definition of renewables, but that's the concept. It's a straightforward idea.
The Pew Center report finds that under current policies, the solar and wind share of the nation's energy mix will increase, but not that much. A business-as-usual forecast predicts that overall, renewables will supply 14% of U.S. electricity by 2030, with non-hydro renewables like solar and wind providing only 8%. Yet Comore says the more ambitious goals envisioned by the U.S. Congress are still attainable, especially if congressional plans to put limits on climate-changing carbon emissions succeeds in making renewables more competitive.
Well, you might even come out ahead. So the bottom line is the technology, particularly for wind, is there. The barriers are neither trivial nor insurmountable. This is something that is technically feasible, economically reasonable. Politically, that's the challenge that the Congress is facing right now.
Comore doesn't expect the climate bill that emerges from Congress to be perfect, but he believes it's a good first step toward meeting the challenges of America's energy future. Roseanne Skirball, VOA News, Washington.